Community colleges play a big role in helping people move out of poverty, but only if they can make it to graduation. And that's harder than it sounds. Right now, only about 30% of students at CUNY's community colleges earn a degree or transfer to a four-year program after 3 years. With this in mind, a local anti-poverty group is trying to entice the best minds in technology to help keep students in school. Joining me now is Michael Weinstein, Chief Program Officer at the Robin Hood Foundation. Good morning.
Good morning.
So today you're launching something new in the world of community colleges and dropout prevention. You're offering a prize to web designers and developers to find a way to increase the 3-year graduation rate of the most at-risk community college students. Why go high tech?
Why go high tech? The numbers are daunting. So, Robin Hood raises and spends about $150 million a year to fight poverty. We know some things can work. They have the potential of being a powerful anti-poverty weapon. And as you said, one of them is to graduate college and get an associate's degree. But it, as you refer to, 70-80% of the students coming into community college don't have the math and language skills to enter college-level courses, and they're put in remediation, and 80% of those in remediation never make it to the promised land. So this is a hard battle to win, and so we wanted to invoke the smartest people around the country, most creative, come up with potential solutions that none of us had ever thought about before. And the way to get their attention, we figured, was to hold out a gaudy prize. And so we've created this $5 million Robin Hood College Success Prize, and we hope to generate some really novel and new solutions.
You know, sometimes it seems like the answer to every problem now is there's an app for that. But here you're talking about people who maybe struggled academically in high school, are new immigrants, and or they're holding down a job or two while also going to school. Is an app really going to help?
Well, we don't know it. And the reason you create a prize is when you are facing long odds, you're trying to motivate people to come up with solutions we've never had before. Maybe a very good way to see what we're trying to accomplish is as follows. It isn't hopeless. There are programs that have increased the percentage of students in remediation who graduate community college, but they're expensive. So the ones that we funded in the past and CUNY has run may cost $5,000 a student. The lure of an app, the lure of a computer program, the lure of digital education is that you can reduce that per student charge to near zero. Once the computer program is built, once you've invested the money to build the computer software, then the cost of adding extra students one after another becomes preciously close to zero. So that's the lure. That's what we're trying to accomplish. We're trying to get the same impact we get by spending $5,000 a student with heavy case managed systems, trying to reduce that to something very, very low that therefore we can spread around not only CUNY students in New York, but around the country.
What does a community college degree mean for people in tangible terms? And why do so many students drop out?
Well, the first question is the one that grabs our attention. If you look at similar students, take two students, let's do the thought experiment, think of them as identical students, one of whom graduates and gets their associate's degree, one of whom does not. The one who got the degree can expect to earn as much as $10,000 extra a year. That's $200,000 over a lifetime. That is a lot of money when you're talking about students whose likely annual income only is about $20,000 or $25,000 a year. So adding an extra 10 just transforms their lives, the lives of their children, gives them opportunities they couldn't possibly otherwise have. So that's the gaudy statistic, that $10,000 a year. That's what we're trying to go after. Why don't they get there? Many of them are coming in with just really extremely weak math skills, extremely weak literate language skills. They don't have good study skills. They have all the distractions you talked about, small financial perturbations, small financial hits, knock them off their feet. They have to drop out. They have to earn some money for their families, et cetera. So there are a lot of impediments. And the point is that a computer software program can't solve all those problems, but it can help a lot of students, or that's the question. And that's the question we'll answer with this prize.
And if you could just briefly tell us a little bit more about how the prize works, I bet some of our listeners might want to compete.
We would love that. So we'll take applications over the next couple of months. People don't have to have a working program or whatever at the moment, but they have to have an idea. We have a panel of judges that have expertise in remediation and innovation and all kinds of other fields that are relevant. We'll have a panel of judges review those applications, pick out up to about 20 semifinalists, not because they have any data to back it up, because the idea surrounding it seems like a solid one to pursue. We'll give them some additional money to develop their computer program over the intervening months. By the end of summer, we'll pick out three finalists. And those computer programs, those apps, whatever they come up with, those three best will then be tested on the campuses of CUNY.
And where do people submit their submissions?
To Robinhood, well, they can go to our website, www.robinhood.org/prize, and they can find the rules and all the things they have to do.
Michael Weinstein is Chief Program Officer at the Robinhood Foundation. Thank you so much.
Take care.
You're listening to Morning Edition on WNYC.